my relationship with Mario, I've been with the guy for 5 years, you know. It's a great relationship. We've always been close. It was a plus that, you know, we're here together. You know, it made the transition a lot easier for both of us. You know, it's great. So I could have been anywhere. I could have been anywhere else by myself. So I'm glad that I'm here with him.
Get us up to speed on where you are as far as you said you wanted to slim down a little bit a couple months ago. Where are you on that?
And
as far as building your thighs and doing squats and stuff like that.
Well, I'm right where I wanted to be, as far as my weight. You know, 60, bouncing around there. You know, I was 75 over the spring, so I lost a 15. I wanted to lose. You know, my workouts are still strong. I'm doing what I set out to do. I just can't wait till the season starts and, you know, and we start playing some games and hitting on some other people.
Do you feel faster, more powerful than you felt
in a while? I do. I feel faster. I feel stronger. I feel like I'm playing with better leverage. My pads are down lower. Balance is better. You know, I'm really looking forward to these games, you know, these preseason games we got coming up here. My role can change according to the game plan. I do know one part of my role would be downhill, in between the tackles, made a man who wanted more wins. That's pretty much going to be my role, actually, no matter what the game plan is, you know. Going downhill, in between the tackles, and who wants it more? Me or them.
See, you catch your passes pretty different. I think that's part of your game that either underappreciated or underutilized.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say underutilized or, you know, people did what they wanted to do. Whether the fact that would they know that if they know I can do it or not, you know, they still did, you know, did what they wanted to do. I think I can play in the passing game. You know, I can pick up a blitz. I can do whatever I need to do, you know, just as anybody else. But my forte is between the tackles. You know, I much prefer that. But if they had to put me out to catch passes, I can definitely do that too. And I can do it with the best of them. So, you know, but, you know, we got Frank, we got Kendall, we got LaMichael. You know, it's a lot of bodies, and, you know, we got to get the balls. You got to put the ball in people's hands, you know, to make, you know, or make the team win.
Brandon, when it comes to the 49ers system and all the last year they had a lot of unique plays that they put in, especially for offensive linemen. They were doing a lot of different stuff. Has there been things that they both have surprised you that you haven't seen before?
Yes. You know, not as far as the plays, but as far as the formations, you know, we do a lot of different things, a lot of different formations, got a lot of different guys doing different things sometimes it's the same play, but different formations. So it was definitely challenging. It's still challenging for me to pick up, but I'm picking it up. I'm doing it pretty good. You know, I only have to ask two questions a day versus 10. So I'm getting better.
So the plays are fairly standard, but the formations are more complex.
The plays are very, you know, there are some difference in how, you know, one block make that one play different than any other, you know, than the way people do it all over the league. But I think, you know, Coach Roman is and doing stuff out of the different formations, no one will never be able to pick up what you're doing, ever. You know, you can watch as much film as you want, but we're going to, you know, that's just the way it is. You're never able to pick up things, that helps us be successful.
How much pride do you take in having your number called in short yardage situations?
I take a lot of pride in it because that's where things happen. You know, the game is fast. You're going in little areas. You got to be ready. You're going to get hit. You know, it's just a matter of when you're going to get hit. You know, sometimes you get hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and you got to fight for that extra yard. Sometimes you might not get hit till you 5 yards past the line, but you're going to get hit.
Special teams an option for you?
I mean, if that's what I got to do to help the team win, sure. You know, I've never been against playing special teams. if that's where they need me to, you know, for me to help the team win, sure. I have done some of it here. I'm like backup on everything, but I have done it.
You talked about winning a couple of Super Bowls and kind of that experience that you're bringing in here.
Well, you know, these guys know what it takes. You know, they have gotten there. You know, they were close last year. Same effort they gave last year. You give that effort, to for this year, and it may be a different outcome. But me having two Super Bowls and coming in, you know, I it only make other guys want one, you know. But I think these guys know what it. I think they know what it takes to get one. So, you know, it doesn't make me any better or any more experienced than anybody else because I have two Super Bowls. It's just, you know, it's a goal that we set out as football players to want to have one of those, and I got two. You know, and I share sometimes some stories with some of the guys, and. I think we got a great football team.
The White House, the ceremony. Why avoid all that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I was playing anywhere else in this country, I probably would have went. You know, but given the fact I pretty much had to miss 2 days of workouts to go over there. It just is not worth it. If I had a 2-hour flight or something, I could have got on and went there, it'd have been fine. But I would have to miss 2 days of everything, and that's you ask me to slap my teammates in the face. I'm not trying to get better, you know. And I understand it's a special occasion, but it was just like 2 days is critical.
So many guys here seem to be motivated by that loss last year. What type of conversations have you had with them about that game?
Oh, I haven't had any conversation with a lot of, you know, we talk all the time. You know, we talked about some turnovers that the Giants had then that they say, oh, that was a fumble. We should have got the ball and it would have been over with that. Well, you know, I don't feel bad for you. You know, that's what I say. But, you know, we try not to talk about it so much because I know that's a dagger in some guys. So, because it would be a dagger in mine. So I try not to ever bring it up. You know, the only time we talk about it is if somebody bring up something about that game to me and I speak about it. But there's really no need to talk about it because it's gone now, you know.
Coach Harbaugh, when you first brought you in here, we
talked about the Ahmad fumble, the fumble that Ahmad had that they reversed and said it wasn't a fumble. We still talk about that. But like I told him, I said, Coach, I don't feel bad for you. But, you know, if guys ask questions, I speak of it, you know. But other than that, I don't really talk about it. It's gone now. You know, I got the ring now. It's behind now, you know. See, it's fun once you hadn't got the ring, but once you get the ring, it's over. It's gone. I'm looking on getting a third one. You know, we got a good team, and that's our goal, and that's what we're working toward.
Better in the red zone.
Well, you know, that's a question, you know, coaches will have to answer, but whatever they need me to do, I'm down with doing it. You know, whatever, you know, helps this team win, you know, I'm down to do it. Coach, they know my cell phone number, they know where I'm at every day, they come get me and we can take care of it.
What's your response when Coach Harbaugh brings up the Ahmad fumble?
I don't feel bad for you, Coach. You know, that's what I say. You know, that's pretty much how I leave it, and I go on with practice. Because really, you know, it hurts. This Frank talked about it in meetings this morning, and you could hear it in his voice. Like, you know, guys are angry, and I would have been angry as well. You know, no question about it. See, he didn't even want to talk to me after the game, but he ended up talking to me anyway because he knew that wouldn't have been nice. But, you know, I try not to talk about that.